Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Friday Chapel of Spiritual Life Week. This morning, we have the privilege of having Ken Miedema here again. To introduce him this morning, I was just going to tell a little story. When I was in high school, I had a book of hymn arrangements arranged by Ken, and they were like absolutely some of my favorite hymn arrangements, and I use them in school competitions and stuff like that. So that was my first way of knowing about Ken.
When we were asked to introduce Ken, we asked him, how do you want to be introduced? He said, I like it personal. Tell personal stories. The first time that I heard Ken was he was traveling around with Ted and Lee doing a show, and it was just a real blessing to hear the narrative. They were telling the story of Jacob and Esau, and just the way that they wove together that narrative with song. Ken does a fantastic job of listening to stories and then singing songs about what he has heard. And so in that spirit, we wanted to sing a song for Ken as a way of introducing him. So we put together a song. But before we get to that song, just a reminder, this is Spiritual Life Week, and so the chapels are extended by 10 minutes. It's scheduled to end at 10:40. Classes will not start until 10:50. So if it's getting to 10:30, don't worry, you have time. The other thing is that immediately afterwards, there will be a reception time in the campus center. There will be lemonade and cookies, and Ken will be there as well to talk about what we heard today. So, here is our song.
Can I take you on the road to introduce me in my next place? Off to Wisconsin tomorrow, and I'd like to see your face. Teach me to stop and listen. Teach me to center down. Teach me the use of silence. Teach me where peace is found. Teach me to hear your calling. Teach me to search your word. Teach me to hear in silence things I have Teach me to be collected. Teach me to be in tune. Teach me to be redirected. Silence will end so soon. Then when it's time for moving, granted that I may bring to every day and moment peace from a silent
I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes, and every branch that is grape-bearing, he prunes back so it will bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken.
Live in me, make your home in me, just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine. You can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me.
I am the vine, you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. When you produce grapes, when you mature as my disciples.
I've loved you the way the Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I've done, kept my Father's commands, and made myself at home in his love.
I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy, and your joy wholly mature. This is my command. Love one another the way I loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. I'm no longer calling you servants, because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. No, I've named you friends, because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father.
You didn't choose me, remember? I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit. Fruit that won't spoil. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you.
But remember the root command, love one another.
Can you hear it? Down the ages, like a mighty trumpet sound. Call to leave the night and step into the morning. It's a call to joy and gladness in a world of war and pain. And yet it sounds a note of danger and a warning. Call to leave your trinkets and your treasures on the road. A call to join the weeping and to bear the sufferer's load. It's a call to live like fools by another set of rules. It's a call to take your cross in hand and follow. I hear the music and it's calling me. Come and be all that you were born to be. And if anybody would come after me, take up your cross and follow. It's a call to love the stranger. It's a call to live as friends in a world that says good fences make good neighbors. It's a call to face the makers of destruction and of war, and to plead that we put down those guns and sabers. It's a call to death and dying, and it's a call to life and birth. It's a call to plant the seeds of love all over planet Earth. It's a call to live like fools by another set of rules. Well, it's a call to take your cross in hand and follow. I hear the music and it's calling me. Come and be all that you were born to be. And if anybody would come after me, take up your cross and follow. All my life I have been learning a thousand ways to get ahead. Got to build yourself a future. Those are the words that my daddy said. Now there is another calling, telling me to change my mind. Tells me finding leads to losing, and tells me losing lets me find. Every day is like a contest. Win the war and save my pride. Learn to beat the competition. Learn to smash the other side. Now there is another game plan. Losers win and winners lose. The risk is high, the end is higher. And I can play it if I choose. I can play it. I can play it. The risk is high, the end is higher. And I can play it if I choose. It's a blood-stained invitation to a life of sacrifice, a call to walk the road that leads from here to glory. It's a joyful expectation of the dawning of that day when God will write the final chapter in the story. It's a call to be the lowly, and it's a call to be the least. It's a call to join the fasting that shall lead to the final feast. It's a call to live like fools by another set of rules. Well, it's a call to take your cross in hand and follow. Oh, I hear the music and it's calling me. Come and be all that you were born to be. And if anybody would come after me, take up your cross. out the way on a long, long journey. The road is long, and sweet will be our rest. We're bound away on a long, long journey. Wednesday Chapel, we played with the idea of Christ. Jesus says, be at home in my love. We talked about remaining, being at home, finding home in that love. We asked the question, what kind of home is this? This love that has us traipsing all over the world, getting ourselves in trouble, being in dangerous places, preaching this good news that we hardly understand, kind of a mobile home, kind of a home on the road, on the range, where the buffalo don't roam. Anyway, today, love one another, but love isn't so easy. Let me tell you a story, and then I want to have some stories from you. I asked you to think about times when love was not easy, love was hard, when loving one another was a really difficult thing. Maybe somebody who was unlovable and you were called to love that person, or maybe something about you that made it impossible to love somebody, at least you thought it was. There was a preacher. Couldn't stand him. Couldn't stand his guts. Everything that he said was something that I was against. This man called all gay people an abomination. This man was racist. This man, when he stood up to preach, there was this kind of stern, kind of hateful expression on his face. This man told people that if they weren't one of God's special elect, that they were bound for hell and there was nothing that they could do about it. His whole style, his whole personality, he was like a roaring, hate-filled lion. And I just couldn't bear him. You understand what I'm saying? You get it? I didn't like him. So, I get invited to his church to sing at his church. And I didn't want to go. I thought, I cannot do this. I cannot go. And all of my friends, the wisest people I know, Jim Wallace and Tony Campolo, and all the friends that I depend on for great wisdom said, you got to go. Why? So we called up the church and we said, what is so-and-so preaching on Sunday? Because I want to be able to sing something at least that sort of goes along with the sermon. And they said, he's not preaching because he's ill. Who could he? He's not going to be there. He's in the hospital. He's had a huge stroke. He's in the hospital. Just so happens he's in a hospital in a town where you are right now. My coworker Beverly, she's safe when she's up in the sound booth. When she's not in the sound booth, and when she's telling me what her gut says about what I should do, she's dangerous. Anyway, she said, you're going to go see this man. No, I am not. Yes, you're going to go see him because you're going to be in his church, and you need to see him. You need to talk to him. You need to tell him you're going to be in his church. I don't want to go. So I decided I would write him a little song, and I would just drop it off and run. We got to the hospital. Oh, you're the music man. He's expecting you. Oh, shucks. So I walk into this room in the hospital, and this man who is a roaring lion, who
loves to speak loudly about all the great abominations,
is lying on a bed, old, sick, fragile, small. They said, oh, he walked a couple of hundred feet today. And I leaned over the bed. And I said, I'm going to go to your church. Do you want me to say something? And he said, tell my baby people my faith is strong. But people, something happened to me that day. I couldn't stop crying. This man who, when he stood in his pulpit, was such an angry, roaring lion. Now the fragile, old, sick man on a bed, longing for me to say something to the people he loved and cared about, wanting me to be his messenger to his people. And I learned a huge, huge lesson that day about myself, about loving, about how hard love is, about how maybe I can see someone through a different lens. So, stories from you. Stories about a time in your life, about a time and place, a moment when love was not easy, when love one another was maybe the hardest thing you ever had to do. Let me set it up, okay? You'll tell me a story. You'll spin me a tale. You'll take me down with you along sweet, sweet memories trail. Tell me a story, and it need not be too long. And if you tell me your story, I will sing you your own special song. This is going to be a lot harder than Wednesday, huh? Because it means that we have to declare this place a safe zone. It means that if you tell a story that's not easy, that's difficult, we make a commitment in this place that we will not do things with your story that are unfair or unfavorable, that we will make this a safe place. So who has a story and who's willing to go to the mic and tell us about a time when loving was not so easy? Who'll be first? We'll clap for you if you'll go. Who'll be first? You're the king or queen of all storytellers. And you've got brothers and sisters here who are supporting you and who want to hear your story and want to learn. Who's going to be first? Double dog dare ya. Who's going to go? Who's going to go? All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Good. Good. All right. All right.
Had a teammate on a team this past year, and there were times where I was very hurt by what she said, but it was not, we were from different walks of life, and so different backgrounds, so it was miscommunication, but still feeling hurt by what she said, but choosing to try to go beyond that.
I don't understand you. Don't know why you said that. to hurt me. Did you not know that I would find it hurtful? Did you do it on purpose? Did you mean to cut me down? Break my heart a little bit, to steal my soul a little bit, to wear me down a little bit. I don't understand you. I can't imagine why. I just don't get it. Why would you make me cry? I don't understand it. This hand you raise against me, I don't understand you at all. Could this be the secret? Hurt me, but that I don't understand you, and you don't understand me. Do you suppose that we can talk about it? Do you think that we could work it out? Do you think that we could tell our secrets? Patience be a little longer, to look through a different lens, try to understand what we do not understand. I choose to love you, hard as it may be, and I choose to try to understand you. As you try to understand me. Who's next? Is there another story? Who's next? One more story, at least one more story. So, a time when it was just not easy. Love was just not easy. Who's got it for us? Who's got it for us? All right. Okay. All right.
One time, one of my mom's friends who was under the influence came in the middle of the night and stole a bunch of stuff from us. So that was really tough.
Yeah, I guess so. After all she's done for you, after all the way she's loved you, after the way she's cared for you, I'd like to put you out. Sure, I know that you are drunk. Sure, I understand all that. That doesn't change it. I wanna punch you out. You hurt my mama. You broke my mama's heart. You hurt me too. But when morning comes and the sun is shining, that's when I begin to realize sometimes people do things you just can't help. Sometimes people do things they just can't change right now. Sometimes people do things that will hurt like crazy. But in the sunshine, I see it differently. And Mama says, we will be all right. Give me the understanding to accept the things I can't, and give me the wisdom to love that seems impossible. So here's our challenge. Love one another as I have loved you, he said, without condition, without expectations, just love one another. Keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. One final song we end with. Would you stand up? Ah. This is a word that comes to us from the Zulu language. In East Africa, the word is Ubuntu. Say the word with me. Ubuntu. Now, for those of you who are computer geeks, that's not a software program. Ubuntu is a word that kind of means something like shalom. It kind of means we are together. It means I got your back. It means we belong together. It means we are the beloved community. Desmond Tutu says it like this: I am because we are, and we are because Christ is. We're going to sing Ubuntu, and let me show you the chorus. The way the verses go, I'll sing a line, and you will sing it after me, except on the last part of the verse, I get to sing it by myself just because I can. But the chorus goes like this. I'll sing you a line. Ubuntu, Ubuntu, sharing our visions and dreams. Try it, here we go. Ubuntu, Ubuntu, sharing our visions and dreams. Next phrase has the same tune. You have the words on the screen, right? Okay, sing the same tune. Ubuntu, where justice flows like a life-giving stream. Same tune. The people together, joining our hearts and our hands. Here's the complex part. To welcome the stranger and cherish the friend and to work for the peace of the land. Sing it, here we go. To welcome the stranger and cherish the friend and to work for the peace of the goods. And so we do life, and so we do life. It's a dancing song, it's African, so you sort of gotta dance, okay? And if that's all right with you, if you don't mind. One, two, three, and... Oh yeah! Okay! Ubuntu, here we go! Ubuntu, Ubuntu, sharing our visions and dreams. Ubuntu, oh yeah! Where justice flows like a life-giving stream. Ah, the people together, joining our hearts and our hands. Turn first. Oh,
I sing sisters and brothers, bound for communion, bound to each other. Drawn by desire, drawn to the circle, from God's holy fire. My turn, made by God's power to live as God's own, made to be seen and be heard and to be known. Ubuntu! Ubuntu! Oh yeah! Ubuntu! Oh yeah! Who gathers his children just like a mother, oh, tenderly holding this new creation, making and molding a new holy nation, oh, marked by the water and humbled by the Spirit, revived by holy flame. Ubuntu, oh, Ubuntu, oh yeah. Ubuntu, all my people. Ubuntu, yes, we're just in, yes, flows by God. Oh yeah, the people. Us, holds us and heals us, frees us and finds us. God gave us courage to do what we say. Christ gave us strength for the living of these days. Ubuntu, oh, come on, Ubuntu, yeah.
My name is Emily Shank. I do Friday announcements, and that's kind of my jam. So, but, I mean, you're here, so I was wondering if I could get some awesome background music, like something maybe like nice, slow, jazzy, like announcement kind of music. Oh, yeah. All right, can everyone hear me? All right, here we go. Hello, I'm here with your weekend announcements. Hold on to your hat because it's gonna be a doozy. This weekend is packed, and the next weekend is homecoming, and then it's fall break, and who knows, maybe the government will shut down. Okay, and just quick question. Are there any tour groups here? I saw a bunch of high school students walking around tour groups. None of them made it here. Well, never mind. I don't have to impress anyone now. Okay, so here's the rundown. After chapel, head over to the campus center. Hot chocolate. I think it's hot chocolate. We will celebrate the end of a wonderful spiritual life week and rip down the sign from the campus center. Just kidding, that won't happen. Today at 4:30 marks the kickoff of the Virginia Mennonite Relief Sale. Food, donuts, food, donuts, food, donuts, art, and friends are a staple of this event. You gotta get out there, everyone. Gorge yourself to end world hunger. All proceeds will go to MCC, and it's a fun EMU Harrisonburg Mennonite gathering. There's also a 5K race tomorrow, which would be perfect practice for your Royals Challenge, which is coming up in November. Don't forget, sign up your training groups for officialness and maybe even t-shirts. At 6 to 8 o'clock tonight, come out to Martin Chapel for the Latino Student Alliance formal banquet and salsa dance. This is a fundraiser for LSA, but guess what? As an EMU student with your EMU ID, you get to eat deliciousness for free. Thanks to CAC. Really, there is no reason for you not to come out tonight for fantastic food, entertainment, and dance for free, unless you're faculty and staff, it's $10. Also, here's my little plug. This is a formal banquet, so the idea is to get really dressed up and have a grand, good-looking time. Now, as some of you know, I am from Goshen, Indiana. Last week, Goshen College had their kickoff event, which is basically an event where everyone puts on fancy clothes, does their hair up all did, and gets super hot. I've been seeing these pictures on Facebook while wearing sweatpants to class every day. My EMU-Goshen rivalry is kicking up, so let's get super sexified, take a bunch of pictures, and go have a heck of a time salsa dancing. Until you decide to switch gears and head over to the Commons sometime between 8 to 1 tonight for Rep Your High School CAC's Late Night in the Commons. Let me tell you how awesome this will be. From 8 to 10, there will be mini golf on the indoor track. They are drilling holes in the track for mini golf. Just kidding. It's for $3. There are also, from 10 to 12, there will be bingo, food, and open gym for games, and the climbing wall will be staffed for you to try it out. Don't worry. Oh, you may have seen these beautiful posters with Drake on them. Don't worry, he's just repping from his high school days at Degrassi. Canadian TV show, anyone? No? Okay, thank you. That was just me, I guess. Da 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 da. Okay, so let's practice really quick at repping your high school. Here we go, let's hear it for LMH. Christopher Dock. EMHS. Bethany Christian. Mennonite list. I'm sorry about that. So, wear your Mennonite school, wear your high school apparel and be exclusive about where you came from tonight. The CAC movie for this weekend is only shown on Saturday, twice. Once at 2 p.m. and then again at 9 p.m. The Great Gatsby. That's what's showing. You probably read it in high school, so now come see it on screen. Just like Iron Man, this movie promotes the value of simple living and humility. So come out to see this Anabaptist-based film. Ooh. Saturday is also part 2 of Adventure Weekend. Yeah, I didn't know about this either. But you can sign up today for a hike to High Knob Tower tomorrow, Saturday afternoon. For more info / signing up, go to my EMU list of events and click the CAC Adventure Day. And the Saturday announcements don't end then. Oh, EMU, why must you be such a rich and active community with opportunities for the students to grow? Okay, this Saturday we have our fair share of athletic events on campus. Field hockey plays at 1, women's soccer at 4, and men's soccer at 7. Once again, an excellent opportunity to use our new bleachers or paint your chest and belly and go bonkers, all while supporting a good cause. What else is there to say except awesome? Oh. Then comes the day of repentance, realizing you haven't done squat all weekend, and you're a student in university, and you have homework due. Oh, Sunday. Along with celebration at 9, you can also participate in the cross-cultural storytelling event at 6 p.m. in the Studio Theater. If you've been on any type of cross-cultural experience, this time is a great chance to share stories and experience and see them played out in group through play. If you loved Ken singing your story, you'll love having your story replayed at this event. And that concludes our weekend